Heaven to Earth, written by Yaşar Kandemir, read by Turay Evren. First creation. Once upon a time, there was neither the earth nor the sky. There was only Allah. Allah wanted to be known and remembered. He created the sky and equipped the earth. Allah brought into existence the light and the fire. He created the angel out of light, the devil out of fire. Every creature recognized their creator. Then they started to worship him. From the heavens, there came the sound, Allah, 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 listen to them. First human being. The earth was quiet and calm. It was also to resound with Allah, Allah. The Almighty Allah wanted to create human beings. He informed the angels about this. Oh, our Lord, we do exist and remember you. Human beings will create hatred and shed blood, said the angels. No, no, you don't understand this. Human beings will pray and fast. They will mention me, he said. Then Allah created Adam. He taught the names of all things to him. Allah ordered the angels to come, and they did. Tell me the names of those things, he ordered the angels. But they couldn't, because they knew nothing. Adam, tell me the names of these things, said Allah. Adam told all their names. The Almighty Allah said to angels, have you seen what Adam could do? Have you understood his superiority? The angels felt ashamed and they bowed before Allah. Bow before Adam too, he ordered. The angels obeyed Allah right away. First, rebel. There was a rebel among the angels. He was very sophisticated and also the teacher of the angels. It was the devil. Satan, bow before Adam too, ordered Allah to Satan. But Satan was very arrogant. He said, I am superior to him. You created me out of fire and him out of earth. Satan didn't bow before Adam. He disobeyed Allah. Oh, you blind Satan, shame on you. You rebelled against Allah. You are the first sinner. It is only Allah who we worship, and whatever he says must be done. Allah was angry with the devil. Go away. Keep away from the angels, he said. But heaven was so beautiful and Satan was so comfortable there. He realized what he had lost because of his arrogance. In a sad voice he begged, I have lost everything. Let me live long. Allah didn't want even to talk to him. He just said, let it be so. First hatred. When Satan got permission to live long, he declared his hatred. I am the victim of a human being. Because of him, I have lost everything. You will see what I'll do to him. I'll lead him from the true path. At that time, Allah ordered Satan, go away. You cannot mislead my good servants. However, some will believe you and be bewildered. I'm going to put you and your followers in hell. Look at this bewildered Satan. What trouble did people cause you? It is you who committed sin. And then again it is you who blames human. Return to Allah and beg his pardon. Oh my son, look at Satan. Know him very well. Look at that shameless Satan. And never follow him. First woman. Allah created Hawa as a companion for Adam. He couldn't leave him alone on the earth. He put them in heaven. Then he told them, walk around, eat and drink. Everything here is for you. But there is one thing I forbid. Do not go near that tree and never pick any fruit from it. Otherwise, it will be very bad for you. If one eats fruit from that tree, he will be expelled from heaven. Do not believe Satan, and do not obey him. The angel and the devil had an examination. The angel passed it, but the devil failed. Now Allah was going to test human beings. The examination began. First trap. Adam and Hawa were living in heaven happily. One day Satan approached them and said, "I feel sorry for you." "Why?" they asked. "Ah, do not ask. It is a pity that this happened to you. If you eat fruit from this tree, it'll be good for you," said Satan. "But Allah forbade us to approach that tree," they said. "I know," he said unhappily. "If one is from it, he will be an angel and stay in heaven forever. But Allah doesn't want you to stay in heaven, so he forbade that tree to you," he said. Adam and Hawa looked at each other in amazement. They didn't want to believe the devil, but Satan was crying bitterly. "Ah, I feel very sorry for you," he moaned. So Satan set his trap, then he started to wait. First sin, to become an angel, to stay in heaven forever. What a beautiful dream it was for them. They enjoyed themselves imagining this dream. They forgot about Satan's enmity. One day, while they were walking about, they found themselves in front of the forbidden tree. They were fascinated. They believed Satan and picked the forbidden fruit. At that time, their clothes disappeared. They were naked. They were very ashamed. Suddenly, they heard Allah's warning. They shivered all over. "Did I not forbid you to go near that tree? Did I not tell you not to eat the fruit from that tree? Why did you do this?" Allah asked. First repentance. How did they commit sin? How could they forget Allah's warnings and believe Satan? Adam and Hawa bowed before Allah with great repentance. Adam and Hawa begged forgiveness like angels. They were not stubborn like Satan. This made Allah happy. He forgave them and then said, "Come on, descend to the earth. You are going to stay there for a while. I will send you some prophets to lead you. If you obey them, you will be happy." Now, they were on the earth. They had difficult days. They missed heaven. Then they had many children. They spread on the face of earth.